Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your weight loss coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Today I am on the treadmill and what has inspired me to talk to you today is about numbers. Now, I'm on the treadmill right now and in front of me I have a dashboard. Right, big screen, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces of data that are showing on my dashboard here. One of them is the time, one of them is distance, one of them is calories burnt, one is a percentage gradient that I'm on right now, and one is a speed that I'm working at. And so for right now, today, my little workout here is based on time. So I've got another 8 minutes here before I need to hop off and get my kids ready for school today. And so that's what I'm focusing on. But another one that I'm also looking at is my speed. So I'm currently walking at a speed of 5.2 kilometers an hour. I've so far walked 670 meters. And obviously I'm walking at a consistent pace because I'm leaving it at 5.2, 0% gradient. So what I've got in front of me is a whole bunch of data and it's just flashing up another one that my METs are 3.4, which is basically how hard I'm working for this particular workout. So not working particularly hard right now because I'm talking at the same time, but it's a comfortable walking pace for me. So why am I telling you all this? It's data, right? Knowing your numbers is really, really important so that you can head in the direction that you want to head, but you're also getting feedback constantly, like this dashboard in front of me, as to how I'm performing. So my distance is going up. I've now walked 750 meters, still walking at a pace of 5.2, and my calories are going up as well. The time is going up. So this is really important because data, we are surrounded by data all the time. You jump in your car, there's data being reported back to you. I was just having a look actually on my the health app. I've got an Apple Watch, an iPhone. I was having a look at all the data that is provided in there. In fact, I'm going to go through some of that with you because if you've never looked at it before, I recently did an upgrade to my watch, as in like an iOS upgrade, and it started giving me all this extra information. So if you click on your health summary in the app, it tells me the time I had in bed, how many steps so far I've done today. If I go show all health data, it gives me, okay, how long I've been standing for, how long I've been moving, the kilojoules that I've burnt moving, how much I've been exercising this morning, resting energy, how much I've walked, the exercise minutes so far, my average heart rate it's my heart rate for right now, which it says is 113 beats a minute. It tells me my steps, it tells me the audio levels on my headphones, my AirPods, how many minutes I've been standing today, my step length, which I've got little legs, so it's 51 centimeters, my walking speed, which is an average for the day, not what I'm walking right now. Environmental sound, double support time, I'm not actually quite sure what that one is. My walking heart rate average is 78 beats a minute. There's so much data here. I love this one, there's a hand washing daily average. So you've got 20 seconds, you know, it says that you've got to be washing your hands for. Well, my daily average for yesterday was 11 seconds. So naughty me, I didn't miss out by 9 seconds. My blood oxygen level, 96%. Heart variability, 28 ms, which I'm assuming that's from my lowest to when I'm exercising. My cardio fitness is showing a 37.8 VO2 max, which is above average. My workouts, my respiratory rate, my walking steadiness, walking asymmetry, which I don't have one for that. So I'm not sure how that one works. And one of the new features on the latest upgrade is that you can do an ECG, which is basically the rhythm, a sinus rhythm of your heart. So it's just so much data and it keeps going on. You can record your height, your weight, your body fat percentage, body mass index, etc., and it will work out the rest. And there's just so much data there, right? Almost too much for most people to say, oh, wow, well, how do I use all of that? Think about the data that you have if you're running a business, right? And knowing your numbers is just so, so important. And I've fallen into the trap over the past few weeks of not knowing my numbers. And we get caught up in the busyness of life. And, I've picked up a whole bunch more clients. I had a 7 to 10 day period there where my business went up by 28.5% just in 7 to 10 days, based on me building relationships, reaching out to people, etc., etc. So that's super, super powerful. The business has continued to grow in the last week, but not as much. And then I look at, okay, so why is that? Now I'm almost at my capacity. I'm basically two coaching sessions a week away from hitting a target that is about 15% higher than I'd set for this year. It's going really well. And I'm looking at, all right, well, why I achieved so much last month is because, again, tracking my numbers, I did 26 catch-up meetings where we discussed business and discussed how I could add value to people, 26 meetings in April. Okay, and you might say, well, that's a lot, but it's a lot more than I've done in a long time. So 26 in April. So we're in May now. I think I've done, how many have I done for May? Probably done about half a dozen for May, or maybe a few more, maybe 10. And we're on the, today's the 10th of May. And so today, what I'm going to do is go through and look at, okay, I need to book more of these meetings with people, keep building the relationships so that I can hit that target higher than I wanted to. But it's only because I know my numbers. I knew last week, for instance, that things are going really well, I'm really busy, but I hadn't done that analysis of how close am I to my targets? What's going on there and what are my expenses doing? And so on the weekend, I had a look at my dashboard, updated it and said, oh wow, actually you're doing really well. You've exceeded your target that you'd set for the month for this year. So my monthly average, but you're only, those two sessions away a week from getting to that extra 15% or so above. So I thought, okay, let's see if we can close that off this week. Let's close that gap. And so it's only because I've done that analysis on the weekend that I know. So now I can look at, okay, well, I'm relating the 28.5% to the extra building of relationships that I've been doing. So I know that I've got to do more of those, continue to do that, not become complacent with where you are, and just keep on building, keep having those conversations, keep doing what works. And interestingly, I haven't done a marketing campaign over the past month. No marketing campaign. Now, I guess it's indirect because I'm putting stuff out on Google, I'm putting stuff out through my website, and I'm putting stuff out on social media. But I haven't picked up one person through social media or through those other things that I'm doing. Now, whether the people that I am picking up as clients are then going to my social media and they're saying, wow, this looks good, it's not happening through that. It's happening through building the relationships is where my feeling is, because no one's saying, yeah, I saw you on Facebook, so here I am. It's because I'm catching up one-on-one with them, whether it's via Zoom, and it's coming from a place of adding value to them, that they see, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about, building that credibility, I want to do business with them or with me. So that's really important. But I still have some gaps, full disclosure, I still have some gaps. So I've done the analysis on my sales numbers, but just recently I've been going through a detailed process of, well, sorry, it's not detailed yet, a high level review of how I just conduct my business, the different aspects of it. And it's all been stimulated from a place of, I'm putting some new furniture in my studio, which is basically a series of shelving and cupboards. Now that might sound silly and what that's got to do with numbers, but I already had some cupboards and filing cabinets and things in place. So I needed to move those, get rid of some things, as in get rid of, like I'm moving the filing cabinets elsewhere. I had to empty everything in the filing cabinets, empty everything out of the drawers and my bookshelves and everything. And then as I was doing that, I had these 10 lever arch files, you know, like that's what we call them here. Anyway, so imagine you've got probably about, I would say 500 to 750 pages that would fit in a lever arch file. And so back in the older days, I would print a whole bunch of information off and file it away. The way that I used to work with clients was all the programs and everything were printed off. They were done in Excel. I would handwrite the outcomes for each workout on there, the number of reps, sets, etc., any comments. I'd do it all manually. The way that I used to invoice before you could, before the accounting systems were online and it was just on your desktop, you couldn't email. You had to, you know, I had to do a PDF version of the invoice, then send that to them along with the summary. It was very, very cumbersome. I do it all differently now. So what it meant was that I could throw out 8 lever arch files of information, because guess what? I hadn't opened them in 8 years. And when I did open them and the cobwebs blew out, I'm like, man, I can't believe that how much things have changed in the way that I do business. So that stimulated a whole bunch of other thinking around, well, what else do I do? And how else do I do it? So right now, I'm also going through and making sure that I've got my database, customer relationship database, all up to date, making sure that I've got valid information. So I'm going through and just checking that I've got the correct date of birth for my active clients. I've got their right mailing address, right emails, etc., because my database is like 13 years old and a lot of data in there can be dead. So I'm making sure that all my current clients, I've got all that information, because I'm also introducing a new birthday campaign to capture people's right birthdays, so that when it comes to their birthday, they get a special offer. And then my active clients, they get a special gift of much higher value instead of what somebody that's not active would get. And so it's made me realize that with the last few clients that I've signed off, there's some gaps. Because I've realized that I haven't been capturing their address and their date of birth at the right time. And I've got a few different systems that I use, and it's like, so why did that fall through the gaps here? Why, they're a new client, why don't I have that information up to date? And it's made me realize, the sequence that I do things, I need to fix that. I need to fix that up. And I'm looking at my automated processes and saying, okay, there's a better, smarter way to do this, to remove my need to be able to have to double check and capture that information. I should be double checking it at the point of first contact with somebody when I'm doing a consultation, which is something that has slipped away because of the way that I now do those consultations. So it's just interesting. And again, it's just all data that we capture. But sometimes we need to stop and have a think about the way that we do things and say, is there a more efficient way of doing it? And also, so my expenses, the last couple of months probably, I haven't done a proper analysis of those. And so that's on my list for this week to go through every expense that I have through my business and say, okay, what's necessary, what's not. I've made some changes to the way that I do my group training now. I've only got 3 sessions left of that, and then I'm parking the group training for a while, rebranding my vehicle to another part of my business. And I'm sure there's some costs in there that I no longer need to be paying for. And so it's just about going through, doing that review and having a look at my existing costs for business and saying, well, is there a smarter way of doing those things? A good example, I think, is the way that we deal with our IT side of things, our internet, phone, that kind of stuff. From time to time, better plans come up, but your phone company won't tell you about them. It's only when you make an inquiry and they say, oh yeah, well, for a dollar extra, you get this much extra in terms of data. Or one of the problems I have in my home is around the Wi-Fi connectability. It's not great through certain parts of the home. And I've been led to believe that it's the amount of steel that's in the home that has an effect on the Wi-Fi. But surely we're getting to a stage where you can just have unbelievable Wi-Fi wherever you are in the home. I have a booster box, it doesn't seem to work that well. And so, you know, you just speed and that kind of stuff. There's always different opportunities for you to do a review of things to see, okay, am I still getting the best bang for my buck here? How can I save some money? And look, sometimes it might only be, you save, I don't know, 10 bucks a month off this one thing here, but then you multiply that across a number of different things. And think about the number of apps that you have that you don't actually use, but you're paying a monthly subscription for, or data, you know, storage and so forth. And just doing a review of that. I did a review of my backup processes just recently, actually, and realized that, okay, I can get rid of that now because I just don't need it. So it's $37 a month. You might say, well, it's only $37 a month. That's not much for a business that's doing really well. Hey, 37 bucks is 37 bucks. Multiply that out for a year, you're close to $400. It's like, okay, well, imagine if you could save $400 across 10 different cost items. All of a sudden, you've got 4,000, and that looks a little bit different. Really important to stay in check of your numbers, and I've allowed mine to just drift a bit. And what can happen is when you become more successful, you know, you're hitting your targets, exceeding your targets, you can allow your expenses to just drift automatically. You start spending more, buying new equipment, buying more of one thing or another. And if you're not checking your profitability, you can actually say, well, yeah, revenue's going up, but my profitability's going down. Why is that? Oh, okay, you're spending too much in this particular area. So you've got to make sure that you're monitoring it, because your profitability should be going up. So that's my thought for the day. You've got to check your numbers, know your numbers, and sometimes we get busy, right? And you can allow those things to drift. So important to stop and say, am I hitting my targets? What are those key metrics that I need to be knowing? So like my close rate at the moment is 100%. So it's really, really good. I know my client lifetime value, which is allows me to be able to spend more in order to get a new client, because I know that they're going to be with me for years. So for instance, if the client value for me for one of my private clients is going to be, say, $6,000. I'm just making up a number, but let's say it's $6,000. Is it worth me spending $100 to $200 to get that business? And the answer is, yeah, of course it is, because the total client value, lifetime value, is going to be $6,000 or more. I mean, I've got clients that have spent lots of money with me, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. With me, so spending $100 here or there, is that worthwhile? Yeah, it is, because I look at the total client value. So know your numbers, get across them, and if you've been a bit slack with them, like I have been, then it's time to immerse yourself back in them, so that you can see where can you make some improvements. Review your whole system of how you capture information, how you're working with clients, what you're giving with clients, and just because you've done it that way since day dot, it's probably a good indication that you probably need to change it. I had an example just recently where I'm getting some services for my daughter, and they sent through three forms to fill out. I thought, okay, seems like overkill, but what are they? And the first thing that put me off was that they sent PDF documents, and they want you to print them, fill them out, scan them, and send them back. It's like, really? Are we living in that much of an archaic time? So I just sent back and said, look, I work in a paperless office. I said, I don't print any documents anymore, but here's the information that you require. And all I did was I copied the PDFs, you know, like how you highlight all the document and then you copy it and you paste it into like a Word. I just did it straight into email. It'll copy all the text, delete the bits that you don't want. And I filtered all out that way. I thought, wow, this is a high level service that the person is charging, like very high fees for what they're charging, and they're getting you to fill out a paper. I thought, my immediate thought was, why don't you do this in type form or some other way to make it really, really simple for people, so it's all online? Because then I'm thinking, right, so you now get that piece of paper, you're probably printing it out, an admin person is then entering that data into some system, and then what are they doing with the piece of paper? Hopefully shredding it, or you're putting it on file. Why? Because it's so archaic. So anyway, I just came up with a work solution for them. So hopefully they thought, actually, it's probably got a good point. And then they're saying, you know, you've got to pay by cash or credit card on the day. It's like, that should be all automated. You should just be automating it so that it's just all paid for before the session and et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, a lesson for them. So maybe you've got some systems like that as well. All right, so if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation. I would love to connect with you, have a conversation, and build a relationship with you to help you make 2022 your best year yet. Stay safe, stay healthy. I'm done on the treadmill. See you tomorrow.